It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that means Megan Huffman is still on vacation, but that's all right. She facilitated an interview with James Ford from Downtown Lynchburg Association. We're going to talk about fireworks coming up on the 5th. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Pumped Absolutely. To talk about fireworks on the riverfront.
Absolutely. All right. So this is the biggest fireworks that you can expect in the entire area. Tell us what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how we can get in and out easily, and then all the entertainment and vendors that you have planned.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Downtown Lynchburg Association's 5th annual Fireworks on the Riverfront. When we started this back in 2021, the intent was that we would create a kind of longstanding traditional event that the community looks forward to every year. And I believe that's what we've done. So we're excited to go bigger and better with the actual fireworks this year. But we're also bringing some live entertainment with the Dundies. And we'll have a plethora of food trucks. We have a beer garden serving local beer from Star Hill, Three Roads, and also domestic brews and ciders. We'll have children's activities from Amazement Square, some other vendors around, like face painting and activities for the kids. So all that will kick off around 6 p.m. at Riverfront Park and go until about 9 p.m. when the fireworks show begins just after dark.
Now, one thing that we want to mention, if you're not familiar with all the additions to Riverfront Park, there is a brand new playground for the kids, which is just fantastic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So that is a unique attraction this year, is that the playground is completed. And so that adds a level of entertainment for the family that we haven't had in past years. We are able to utilize the portion of the park that is not under construction currently. And so things will look similar to last year as the amphitheater is still under construction. But we feel like we've allotted plenty of space. I would encourage everyone to definitely bring a lawn chair. And there's also some other vantage points throughout the city. The Bluff Walk's a great spot to watch the fireworks as well.
Absolutely. There's not a bad view in the house, really. All around the area, you'll be able to see it. Even from the Fifth Street side of things, you'll still be able to see it. But, of course, the best viewing is going to be down at the riverfront.
Right. That's going to be definitely the epicenter of entertainment for the evening. And I definitely would encourage you, before you head down, to visit our website and take a look at the event-specific parking map. That's going to set you up for success before the evening starts. If you're willing to walk a little bit, I would encourage you to maybe park on Commerce Street or Main, and you'll get out quicker. But we do also have plenty of parking spots along the road on Jefferson, as well as handicap parking. So.
And we have mentioned this time and time again, and especially on weekends. And let me share this. I'm going to get rid of this screen, and we're going to share your parking screen right up here. And this is at downtownlynchburg.com/parking. There are not only is parking on the streets in downtown over the weekends, it's free parking, but there are a ton of parking spaces in lots all throughout the area, and you can check out the parking map. And it is, as I've explained to a lot of folks, if you go to Target or if you go to any of the big box stores on Ward's Road, especially on a Saturday, you're going to do more walking than most of the time in downtown Lynchburg, just parking on the street or parking in one of the parking lots.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, there's actually like some science behind it.
Yeah.
Where when you're parking, even if it's in the back of the parking lot, you can see Target. And so in your brain, you're thinking like, this isn't a far walk, but because there's trees, there's buildings in downtown, your brain's thinking, oh, I got to do this long walk. Yeah, it is. It is going to be a shorter walk than if you're headed to Walmart or Target. Yeah. So that's a good perspective.
A little bit of construction, but that's okay. If you're coming off of 29, you're going to want to make a right onto Commerce, or you're going to want to go down the hill towards Jefferson Street. And again, it's easy in, it's easy out, especially off of Church Street. I would bank on that, and I'm not setting myself up for failure because that's where I park.
Right.
But I would bank on Church Street. If you find a spot there, that's going to be a straight shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could even be strategic and go right down 9th or 11th and take the stairs down Art Alley and get right to the Water Dog. And that's right where the event is. So
absolutely. All right. So folks should start arriving when again?
Yeah. So the music and festivities, beer garden, food trucks, that all begins around 6 p.m. We'll have that throughout the evening until 9 p.m. The fireworks will begin just after dark. So that's usually between 9 and 9:15.
All right. And this is the July 5th fireworks with plenty of entertainment, plenty of things for the kids to do. It's going to be a great time. So get down to downtown Lynchburg. James, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm pumped to see everyone out on Saturday.
We are looking forward to it as well. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. This segment is brought to you by Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can learn more about 189 nonprofit organizations that are working to help folks in and around our area at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization that's not on the Share platform, you need to be. It's absolutely positively free. And this is where folks can come and learn about your organization. They can learn about volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. And they can learn about different organization events, lunch and learns, and all kinds of great things that the foundation does. So get over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. James, I'll see you on the 5th.
Yeah, Mike, I'll see you there.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.